God has an encouraging word for you and me today as we continue the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilson and his message on leadership. The encouraging word. That's right. If you missed yesterday, Dr. Don will catch you up in just a moment about the five essentials of spiritual leadership. As we open God's Word together, I pray that you'll know that we're here for you. We'd love to pray for you right now. There are some that we've been praying for with regard to the mantle of leadership. I was praying with students just the other day, last weekend as a matter of fact, about the wonderful responsibility of realizing that people are following, sometimes when we don't even realize it. So let's lead them to Jesus Christ. If you'd like to pray with someone, we're available. 866-899-WORD is the number. That is 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now, today's message with Dr. Don Wilson. The Encouraging
Word. Be careful of people who talk up a storm and will say, man, I'll do it, and they'll actually start doing it, but 2 days into it, you can't smell them for dust. People you want to look for are the people who are there all the way. Just giving you some thoughts here, spiritually we're talking about. Don't be like a modern day American politician. In America, all we hear is yada, 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 yada. We go and elect them and then they don't do what they said they were going to do. And as a spiritual leader, as a father, as a mother, be careful of your word. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay when it comes to the things that you do for the Lord Jesus. And that's within the context of all the challenges that we... Who doesn't have a challenge? Who doesn't make many mistakes? Who doesn't sin daily against God? So the first thing you can say about him on this trip is he left good leaders behind him. Secondly, he recognized the importance of mentoring. When we get down into chapter 16 and verse 1 following, we get this beautiful picture of this man named Timothy. Timothy was a young man. In fact, Paul was to write 2 letters to Timothy, just chock full of instruction. If you want a mentoring manual, go and read the 2 letters to Timothy. 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Go and read it. And it's just filled with instructions for people like me and like you. But it's really essentially about spiritual mentoring. And this was very important to the apostle as he went about doing what God was telling him to do. And by the way, that's in the midst of all the things that were going on. A lot of hardship. Number 3, Paul carried with him very important instructions. Very important instructions. You'll remember back in Acts chapter 15, before they set out on their second missionary journey, they gathered together in Jerusalem. It was called the Jerusalem Council. I like that. It's just the Jerusalem Council. And all these leaders got together and they made some very important decisions as believers. And when Paul left to go on his journey, meeting with people, teaching others, mentoring, and above all, sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, he carried with him very important instructions. And amongst those instructions was the instructions on how we should live in the world in which we find ourselves. So in the context of this journey, let's go back here. In the context of this journey, we're going to go on this trip with them from Antioch through the province of Cilicia to Lystra to Iconium. And then we're going to come all the way across here through the province of Mysia. I read about that in just a little while. Right here to this spot where something very, very special happened. In all of this journey, Paul finds himself as a leader amongst a very diverse people. And he's ministering as a leader to young people and to older people and to believers everywhere. He's building up the church. And he carries with him these important instructions. But he doesn't keep those instructions in his pocket. Leaders do not pocket instructions. They share them, they teach them, and they demonstrate them. You know, amongst many other things in the Jerusalem Council was how they should live morally. And essentially, there were two arms of the Jerusalem Council instruction. Number one was that believers must live moral lives. Abstain from sexual immorality. That's what it's spelled out. Be very careful how you live and what you do with your body. In fact, the Bible is very clear about our conduct. One man for one woman for one lifetime. The Bible is very clear about sexuality. The Bible is very clear when it comes to sin against God. Paul didn't keep this in his pocket. He didn't hide it away. He got up there in front of people and he said, "Let me share with you how we should live." Because these are some of the greatest challenges that we'll face. But then he transitioned and he said, not only should you live moral lives in accordance with the standards of God's word, but you also need never to become a stumbling block. That little word, stumbling block, is very important. It's right there in chapter 15 and verse 29. He says that you abstain what has been sacrificed to idols and from blood and from what has been strangled and from sexual immorality. And if you keep to these things and hold yourself to these truths, you will do well. Why did he talk about not eating food sacrificed to idols? Because if they in fact did, and there was nothing spiritually wrong about that, it would in and of itself become a stumbling block to the very people who needed to hear the truth about the love of God in Christ Jesus. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. There are many things that you and I as believers can do, but we ought not to. Because if we do, our sons and daughters are watching us. So how are you doing, Dad? What language comes out of your mouth? How do you speak to your children's mother? How do you behave on the golf course? Look, I better change the subject here because I'm going to get into trouble. Most of us know what it means to turn a 5-iron into a helicopter blade. We know that. We know that. We've all been there. And it's a good practice and we love the sound. Woo, 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 woo. That's why we do it. But you know, every time we do that, someone's watching. It's a tough one, isn't it? What did they do? Well, they left good leaders behind and recognized the importance of mentoring and they carried important instructions. But they also heard the Holy Spirit say no. Did you notice that? It happened twice here in this text. The Bible says when they attempted to go in Bithynia, the Holy Spirit said no. So take another look quickly here. All right? See Bithynia up here at the top? That's a major province. So how many times have we done this? I mean, I've done this 1,000. We all do. We all say, well, look, I'm headed in this direction. Came all the way, paid all. They wanted to go back up into the top part of Asia. And God said, no. Any questions? By the way, God doesn't have to give us reasons. God sometimes just says no. That kind of frustrates people like me because I want to know why. But God doesn't see the same need sometimes. But he's gracious enough to give us the why on many occasions. But in this case, Paul and Silas, no question about it, they heard the Holy Spirit say no. Number five, they determined to be obedient. They determined to be obedient. The Bible says in verse 9 and 10 that this vision appeared to Paul and said, listen, come on over here to Macedonia. And I love verse 10. When Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. You want me to show you what it means to be spiritually determined, to be spiritually obedient to God? They did three things. Paul did. Number one, he saw the vision. So church, if we're going to lead into the next generation, what's the first thing we must do? See what God's saying. See the vision. Number two, he got ready at once. One of my favorite little cute little sayings is sometimes I sits and thinks and other times I just sit. You know, sometimes we do. We got a good idea. We float that idea and we keep floating that idea. But we don't get ready to take action. Number three, he concluded that God had called. That's a powerful statement. All right. Five essential elements, five essentials of spiritual leadership. What are they in our language? Here they are. Number one, get the right people around you. May I say something very lovingly to you, to us? Be very careful about who you hang around with and who you gather around you. Be careful about who you're listening to. Watch out. Your spiritual leadership can become seriously diminished by the influence of the wrong people. Spiritual leadership is so critical. You know, people in a lot of places, if you don't mind, I hope you don't think I'm bragging, but people talk a lot about the joy and the unity of First Baptist Church Spartanburg, because it's not the case in so many churches and so many places. And I have the privilege of speaking to young pastors a lot. That point there, get the right people around you. I thank God for you. This issue of the right people, get the right people on the right bus for the right journey, then get them sitting in the right seats on the right bus. Spiritual leadership is a powerful thing God has given us. And point number one, the first essential of spiritual leadership is to get the right people around you. Because the greatest leaders in this world spiritually listen and are counseled by the greatest spiritual leaders. Nobody lives on an island. And you won't do it on your own. You are not powerful enough. You're not big enough. You're not important enough. You don't own enough. You sit there and you paddle your own canoe and you're going to do it on your own and you don't need to listen to anybody else. You are sorry, my friend. And you are going to fall. You're going to trip. You're going to mess up somewhere because God has placed around us men and women who are spiritually dynamic. And let me tell you something. Paul had the fortitude. I don't know all the details about whys, the wherefores, and all the rest, but I know he looked over and he said, Silas, you're the man. Let's go. Dr. Billy Graham said to me 20 years ago, Don, let me tell you something. Find top draw spiritual leaders, men and women of spiritual intuition and influence. Pull up your chair next to them and never let them leave your side. Number two, mentor the right generation, the next generation. Talking about the five essentials of spiritual leadership. Get the right people around you. Number two, mentor the next generation. Every man ought to have a Timothy. Who's sitting at your feet? Or are you too important? Who's listening to you? Who are you pouring into? Who are you raising up? Today is not about me. It's about our sons and our daughters. We are tomorrow because Jesus is already there. And what he does to those of us who are a little older and who have been a lot longer at what we're doing is he translates the position in which we sit into the influence which we pass on. Mentors are spiritual influences. Nobody knew that better than the Apostle Paul. Number three, speak up about God's instructions. Speak up about God's instructions.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and there's so much more to come in today's message, The Five Essentials of Spiritual Leadership. That'll be continuing in just a moment, but Dr. Don wants me to remind you of our phone number and our ways to connect on the web. TheEncouragingWord.org is the website. It's a way to connect keyboard to keyboard, to discover ways to follow us on socials. Your socials, so are we. We'd love to connect you and encourage you there. And I want to challenge you to spend some time on a daily basis in God's Word. It's one of the principles that Dr. Don reminds us often of, it's essential to spiritual growth. We've got to be eating, feeding on the Word of God every day. And one of the things that jumpstarts my day is a special email that I get from Dr. Wilson about 6 o'clock in the morning. You can sign up for it right now, the Daily Encouraging Word email. It's absolutely free, of course, and you can sign up on our website, theencouragingword.org, or just text the word DAILY. That's right, the word DAILY to 30500. We'll send you a hot link, and by this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving that encouraging word from Dr. Wilton in your email box. Again, just text the word DAILY to 30500. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
For them, oh yeah, the Jerusalem Council had taken place and all the rest of it. I tell you what, Paul and Silas, these men, they went from place to place and they said, this is the way it works. This is the way it works. Mentor the next generation. Pour your life into tomorrow. And what you pour into them are the instructions that God has allowed you by His grace to accumulate and to know to be true, because of the authority of God's word and the practice of your own life. You can attest to the truth of the authority of God in every way because you've run the gamut. That's why you are a leader. You know better, my friend. You shouldn't behave like that because you know better. You know better. You've got something to say. Spiritual leadership. You cannot sit there and watch bad behavior. If in fact you know that God's instructions are written in your heart, and God will bless you for that. Pass it on. Teach your children. Teach them. They will rise up and call you blessed. And children that rise up and go beyond, thank you for teaching me how to play golf, which is very important. But say, Daddy, I thank you because you have shown me Jesus. That's what really matters. That's what really matters. Number four, listen to the Spirit. The fourth essential of spiritual leadership. These are deep truths. Here's Paul going on this second journey, got the right people around him. He mentored the next generation, spoke up about God's instructions. Number four, he listened to the Spirit. He listened to the Spirit. What an incredible leadership attribute. It's not easy to do. Would it be not that we as men and women who are spiritual leaders are people who really listen to the Spirit. When someone comes and says, do you believe God is saying yea or nay, or turn left or turn right? Are you able to say, you know, I really believe in my heart that this is what God is saying? That's another whole subject, discerning the will of God. It's a huge subject. Listen to the Spirit. And number five, here it is. Just do what God says. I love when we get down to verse 10. Just do what God says. That's what they did. God said, don't go there. I want you to come over here to Macedonia. They said, let's go. Just do what God says. Being at the center of God's will is the greatest thing that you could ever do. You know, this past week, a man came up to me and he said to me, Dr. Wilton, do you remember me? I looked at him again. And I said, kind of, sort of. And he said, well, my name's David. And he said, I was one of your students many years ago in New Orleans. And just had a radiant face. And he said, you know, my whole life changed one night. I said, really? He said, yeah, it was in Alabama, just south of Mobile, Alabama. I said, tell me about it. Soon as he started talking, I knew what he was talking about because I just met the older retired pastor who was responsible for this. His name is Pastor Andy Hepburn. And probably 35, 38 years ago, this man invited me to preach a revival in his church. just south of Mobile, Alabama, off the I-10, between there and Pascagoula, Mississippi, where the squirrel lives. And I remember getting in my motor car, and I took 5 seminary students with me. 5. We all piled into my motor car. Karen will remember this, because I used to carry them all over the country with me. And I was a young man myself. And we went to the revival. And I preached there Sunday morning through Friday night. They were with me on Friday night. And at the end of the whole, we had a wonderful time. God just blessed, and the place was packed out. At the end of the whole thing, Pastor Andy Hepburn said, "Now, Don, would you just sit there for a minute?" And they got out some garbage bags, and they said, "We just want to bless Don Wilton and take up an offering." I thought, hey, I like this kind of blessing, you know? Especially back in those days. And they passed that thing around. They had a garbage bag filled with change. I mean, just filled with change. Dollars and whatever else. He just handed it to me. I mean, so here I am walking out of the church with a bag of money, you know. And got into the motor car in the parking lot. Stood in the parking lot. A man walked up to my door with 5 students in there. Tapped on the door and handed me a $100 bill. He said, "Why don't you boys go and get something to eat?" So we went and got something to eat. Then we got on the interstate and we stopped at the first rest stop just near Pascagoula, Mississippi. And I took that big bag and I handed it to these 5 students in my motor car. And I said, "Guys, just count how much this is." So they started counting dimes and dollars and cents. It was really a handsome, wonderful love offering. And when we got to it, I said, "Well, okay. What is such and such divided by 5? It turned out to be like $500 a person. I said, "Guys, each one of you split that up and you take it." I don't know that there was another word spoken. What I do know was the next day I had this line of seminary students knocking on my office door saying, "Can we go with you to the revival next week?" But you know, that so blessed me, because a man now 38 years later walked up to me and said to me, "Just a little thing in a motor car on an interstate just did something in the trajectory of my life." Today he himself is a wonderful pastor serving the Lord, loving people, learning like all of us. Yep, there are 5, 10, 15, 100,000 essentials of spiritual leadership. But here's the bottom line. Jesus, when he comes into your heart and into mine, just like he did with Paul on the road to Damascus, he changes people like you and me, you know. He forgives us of our sin, writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he sets us on a new pathway. We become different as CEOs of our companies. We become different doctors. We become different teachers. Life group leaders. We become different plumbers and coaches and athletes and students. We become different moms and dads. We just become different because Jesus is there and he calls us to lead others. Do you know him? Would you bow your heads with me today? Every head bowed. Have you given your life to Christ? Would you trust him as your Savior? Turn your life over to him. I invite you to do so. Jesus changed my life. I'm one of a million of us who look back and see so many stones over which we've stumbled and sin that we've committed, mistakes that we've made, questions we've never answered, opportunities that we've let slip through our fingers. But oh man, today, this is it. That's what it means when you go back to Antioch, you go back to home base. When you look at God's Word and you listen to God's Spirit, you hear him saying, "Come on over here," and you become convinced that God is calling. Would you look at me today? That's what this is. I thank God for you, for each one, for every opportunity. I invite you today to come to give your life to Christ. Put your roots down. Stand up and be counted. Turn over a new leaf. Offer God a new, fresh commitment and resolve in your heart. And I tell you, if you'll just allow me to celebrate alongside of you, you can't shake me because God put us together. And my life has never been the same because of you. And I thank God for spiritual leaders. Let's stand together. You come as we sing today.
We believe God put this together. God even put the fact that you are listening to this broadcast right now from Dr. Don Wilton, because it's a message to say God loves you. He has a plan to help you turn over a new leaf. If you'd like to have someone pray with you, here's our phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And one more thought from Dr. Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
If the Lord's spoken to you, let us share with you some wonderful resources that will help you grow in your life with Christ. If you've given your heart to Christ, you need to tell someone. Why not tell Dr. Don? Email him, Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. He would love to hear from you. We'd love to connect. Again, the phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And just want to say thank you to so many who are helping us share the love of Christ all over the world right now as encouragers of the Encouraging Word.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
The number one more time is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.